With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Liverpool's Zion United Church is back on the market. A deal that had been in place to sell to Stephanie Sarita fell through when closing conditions couldn't be met. Chair of the church's closure working group, Ray Baker, explains.
It was on the very last possible day, the last few hours, and they had to withdraw their offer in that their financial conditions failed them. And up until then, they'd indicated that that wasn't a problem, but apparently it turned out to be, so that was unfortunate.
Baker says they've already had a couple of offers since the for sale sign was placed on the lawn, but haven't yet sealed a deal. The congregation was excited about Sarita's plans to convert the church into a cultural center and year-round maker's market. Baker says they would love to find another buyer who would put the building to public use.
If the community came up with a plan where it was going to become some type of a community center, come library or something, we'd probably be interested in doing a deal to keep the old church as a viable option within the community. But that hasn't happened yet, but we've got our fingers crossed.
One of the obstacles to selling was the cemetery located behind Zion United Church. But Baker says a society has been established that will use the perpetual care fund and ongoing maintenance fees to keep up not just the cemetery adjacent to the church, but two other cemeteries in Liverpool for which the United Church is responsible. Baker says the church is in a good location, has a great working kitchen, and is structurally sound thanks to the recently installed roof. He's optimistic a new buyer will emerge soon, and the Zion United Church will continue to serve the people of Liverpool.
We have hopes that over the coming months, if not weeks, we get another offer or two that meets that end.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.